Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
This is an interesting story in yesterday's Sunday Mail. I mean, anybody who's been watching on television coverage of what's happening in classrooms, seriously, these dreadful attacks and the bashings of kids in the school playground, and they film it. Now, this is the latest fad, and then they all go and take joy from watching some poor defenceless kid battered senseless by some class bully. And is there any effective intervention? Seemingly nothing. Now, I was encouraged by this article in the Sunday Mail yesterday. Scott Stanford is his name, President Teachers Professional Association Queensland. It says here, battered and broken Queensland teachers are calling for a trial of body-worn cameras as incidents of physical aggression spike in classrooms. Teachers have taken to popular social media forums to widely discuss a trial, which has already been done in the United Kingdom, with some saying video evidence of the zoos in some schools, that's the terminology, the zoos in some schools, would help parents understand what is happening in classrooms and prompt action from education leaders. Now, these calls come after the Courier revealed on Saturday that over 20,000 students were excluded, short suspended or long suspended for physical aggression at schools across the state of 5 years high. Look, I won't go on with this because we're all aware of what a nightmare is ensued. And the poor bloody teachers, I mean, there's an example there of just, oh, this is a teacher, Olivia, who gave permission for only her first name to be used. She didn't want her school publicly identified. But she required treatment for shoulder and back injuries, for shoulder and back injuries, after a 7-year-old student grabbed onto her hair and threw himself to the ground, which, of course, took her down with him. I won't go on with the details, but there's numerous occasions like this. So it's just crazy. Teachers Professional Association Queensland President Scott Stanford said he had no problems with the idea at all. What are they talking about? These cameras, body-worn cameras, because the teacher attacks are spiking. It's just an everyday event. Just appalling. Scott Stanford's on the line. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, and congratulations for having the strength of character to speak out about this. I can't understand why so many teachers choose not to speak out about it. Can you tell us why before we get into the issue?
Yeah, because they're actually scared, John. The problem is at the moment, and this is where I need to take a step back, I don't think it's the fact that it's an indictment on our education system that we now have to have these cameras. Because, you know, under successive governments, they've taken control away from the schools and put it into the bureaucracy. So those suspensions you're talking about, they have to be approved by head office. So for your members up in Cairns, they have to wait for someone sitting in the southeast corner of Queensland to approve a suspension. It's just ridiculous. We want to say, let's get rid of half the bureaucracy, put them back into the classrooms, but give control of the school back to the teachers and the principals who know what's happening on the coalface. They have the experience. They've done all the training. Let's let them be in charge.
Can I ask you this? Because recently I've been reading about the numbers of teachers fundamentally walking away from the profession. Those numbers significant now to leave some of our schools desperately in need of more teachers?
Oh, absolutely. I've got an example of a member who came to me and he didn't want to have his name or school published either. But there was a whole year level of year 10 sitting in the hall for a week because they couldn't get enough teachers to staff that school. Mm. And until we start protecting our teachers and you know, other schools that have in other countries that have higher rates of people going into the education system, it clearly shows it's because they value the teacher's experience and they look after them.
Mm. Now, this issue of body-worn cameras, already you've got people coming, oh, no, we don't want to go there. Oh, no, it would be insensitive. The usual thing we all have to put up with, which fundamentally leads to nothing being done. Now, talk to me about the body-worn cameras. What difference would they make?
Well, there are a lot of people, and I have an example, I'm going to call him Jim, who rang me on Friday, who wanted a child in his class suspended, and the parent came back to him and said, it's the way you're teaching, my son wouldn't do that.
Oh.
And that's what they're putting up with. And so nothing gets done, the child gets away with it, the rest of the children see him getting away with it, and therefore, you know, these body-worn cameras, yes, they'd have to have permission from the parent group and the principal to wear them, But there's no difference to them to having a camera in a classroom that you have already there. These would actually force the parents to see what is actually happening in the classroom, because they don't know.
Mm. You've got here, this is the school principal's president, state school's principal, saying, oh, no, the teachers would be, the principal would be reluctant to put in place this. And then you've got the Secondary Principals Association president saying the focus should be on Queensland schools having enough resources to manage students' needs. This is gobbledygook. Talk to me about what they're saying.
Exactly. What they're saying is that they need more funding for schools to be able to staff the classrooms properly. Like, I'm a teacher of 30 years, and when I first started my teaching career, I was in classroom sizes of 22, 23.
Yes.
Some classes are now in sizes of 35, 36. Mm. And not only that, they've got inclusive students as well who aren't being funded properly. So therefore, you know, people who need special needs, they're putting them into the mainstream classrooms. Mm. Teachers just haven't got enough energy or support to look after that many kids. Mm. And not only that, the paperwork that the bureaucracy has created over the last 5 or 6 years has tripled.
Yeah.
So they're now actually giving students a day off in some schools at the end of every term so that teachers can catch up on the paperwork. Mm. Like, it's ridiculous.
Scott, you're talking to a generation of people who actually endured discipline. They experienced discipline as though it coming through primary and even secondary school. That now is banned. Talk to me about what's replaced discipline and why it's an abject failure.
Well, nothing has replaced it, and that's the issue. And I don't want to go back to the bad old days of the cane and the strap and that sort of stuff. I do believe there were certain people who were very cruel back then, and it was bad. But we need to start holding students and their parents accountable for what they do, not just in schools, but out of schools. You look at, you know, the youth crime that's going around up in Cairns and Townsville at the moment. Parents aren't being held accountable for what their children are doing. If we did more of that, then I think we would have a better, you know, handle on what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, once again, I want to repeat the fact that you've spoken out about it, shown the courage to speak out about it. It's probably seen as politically incorrect, but good on you. I think a whole lot of parents and grandparents listening to you now will cheer. Good on you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Scott Stanford. He's the President Teachers Professional Association of Queensland.